She has been doing sports for a while. And last year, she had an opportunity to go to the UN, and there were sessions. I don't know what sessions she attended with Farigu Manzana. Then she came out, and she was so determined to do something for girls who could not do sports for various reasons. One day, she just came to us and said, "Mom, can you take me to a sports store?" And we didn't know what she really wanted. And then she started picking up soccer jerseys, and she bought them using her own money. And she said, "I want to give it to some girls so they can do what I do, what I love." So that's how she started putting this thing together.
What lesson do you think other Zimbabweans can learn from what we've seen Maka do?
I think it is just good to think of other people, even if you are in a totally different situation or a setup. Because for Maka, she thought beyond herself, and she really thinks about these other girls and said, "You know, I think I can make a difference in some girl's life." And she is kind of self-driven by that.
And why Magaya School in Murewa?
Maka has been working with Miss Nyarazai Gumbanjanda with the Rosaria Trust. So I think she got to learn a little bit more about the girls there. She has never been to Magaya. We don't even know where it is. And we just said, you know, she just said, "I want to send the soccer kid to benefit the girls." And it all ended up like going to the Magaya School, which actually won the district level in the girls' team. And they are now going to the provincial level. So we thought it was a good idea when they asked us if they could hand it over to that team.